You know, we're seeing in Living Bible Prophecy just leap off the page the things that are going on around the world. It's just amazing. The Bible says that we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we need to do that. If you really want to know what's going on in the world, watch Jerusalem. The Bible also says, pray for the peace of Israel, because God will bless those who support you, and he will curse you that don't support you. That's a challenge. But, you know, we have hope, and our hope is anchored in the scriptures. Our hope is anchored in the personhood of Jesus Christ, blessed by the Holy Spirit. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, it says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Now, we don't really know who wrote the book of Hebrews. Some scholars identify Paul, very possible. Even Barnabas, Luke, or Clement, or even Apollos. But nobody really knows who wrote it. But they did. Whoever wrote it understood that his readers need perseverance to face trials and persecution. Throughout the book, readers are encouraged to endure and to hold fast to Christ. That's what we got to do in these times. It's a challenging. Yeah, we're 6,000 miles away from the activity that's going on over in the Middle East. But we're not safe here in this country either. We got 6 million people who has come across our border that we don't even know who they are or where they are. We love immigrants. The whole country is full of immigrants. I've come from an immigrant from Germany. So, but they came legally. They assimilated into our country. They learned the language. But I digress. In the past couple weeks, they did manage to catch people that were coming across our borders from 160 different countries. Some of them are on the terrorist watch list. Thank God for the Border Patrol. But again, I digress. I was looking through some things in my files here the other day, looking for something else, and I run across Tina Crowder Oaks's father's funeral service. Well, I don't call him funeral service, death, burial, resurrection, but his celebration of life service. And one of the characteristics that Tina wanted me to lift up during that time that I shared some things about Jimmy's life was that he persevered. Wow, that's a big word. This simply says we had courage to stretch out, and he certainly did. Now, he wasn't a perfect human being by no means, but he had built something from scratch, and he persevered. He had a wonderful life and a wonderful family. So as I was thinking what I wanted to think about today, because there's so many things to think about, I wanted to kind of encourage us with this word called perseverance. Judy did the same thing as she challenged with her cancer, and sometimes I said, I don't know how you do it, girl. But she had perseverance. She wanted to do this. She also had courage stretched out. That's really what the word should be defined, perseverance. Although God sometimes delivers his people from difficult and painful circumstances, he often calls us to a courage and enduring faithfulness in the midst of trials. Perseverance. According to the Bible, it is not only situations of suffering, but overcoming them with obedience, with hope, and joy. You know, the book of Revelation talks an awful lot about that. The whole book of Revelation is to encourage overcomers. Yeah, but we can look at the end and know that we won. We already won because of what Christ has done on the cross. So, do we want to go through the tribulation period? Some people believe we'll go through it. Some people believe it'll be mid-tribulation. Some people it'll be post. I mean, it's just all kinds of different things. But the most important thing to hang on to is your faith and hope and in Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing. Because perseverance is nothing more than simply obeying. Even when God doesn't seem to make sense or produce results, we need to obey. For there's no other way. as that wonderful hymn says, trust and obey, there is no other way. Because the Christian task and things that we're called to and the perseverance we need to finish the task are rooted in God's call. Every one of us has a call on our life. And we are rooted in that task of perseverance. Like Paul says, keep your eyes on the mark of the high calling and finish the task that lay before you, or finish the race. You see, when the potential of suffering comes upon us, I think sometimes it has a tendency to produce character in our lives. Now, I don't mean character like Ralphie's a character. I mean it produces character in our life. I like what J.C. Watt used to say. You know what about character? Character is something you do when nobody's watching. So we need to persevere through it. And how can we do that? With God's help. Oh, call on the name of the Lord. You know, the key to perseverance, I think, as I mentioned a little bit about the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 12, it says, let this encourage God's holy people to endure persecution patiently. Now, even though the turmoil is going on 6,000 miles around the world, there's a lot of persecution, a lot of things going on in our own country. Where would we be without the blessed hope that we have in Christ? I think we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. We'd be crazy. You know, I don't pay that much attention to things anymore. I like to study. I like to try to understand. But I'm not constantly looking over my shoulder anymore to see who's coming to get me. Because of the hope and because of the renewed spirit that I have to endure. We gotta endure. If I make light of it, but I always paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said. If we only had this life to look forward to, guess what? We're not going to live forever in this particular part of the world. Our earth suit's going to give up, and we're going to go home to be with heaven. So if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd be a sorry bunch of puppies, amen? So think about it, about persecution and perseverance and how they kind of work together. Yeah, you don't want to be blind to the situation, but you want to keep your eyes on the mark of the high calling. And I suggest that we should finish the race. God give us a purpose. He's given us a ministry. He's given us a calling. James had a lot to say too, Jesus' half-brother. You know, he said that perseverance is good works, does not produce salvation. And that's something to think about, because we all love to do good works, and there's many good works, and good people do good works. But that's not what produces salvation. Rather, perseverance results from our faith in God. You see, the Christian life begins with faith, but it grows through perseverance. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. James also kind of indicated to us that perseverance is what turns suffering into maturity. That's something to really think about, isn't it? Persecution is what turns suffering into maturity. Well, that's enough of my little thoughts today. But you know, the one thing that we have to do and we all should do and we all need to do is to encourage one another in the faith. That's what the church is all about, to come together to encourage one another. Now, we don't always have to agree on everything. And we can sometimes agree to disagree. We can have debate. We can have fun with it. We can talk to one another. But we shouldn't use our differences to divide us, because one thing that we all have in common, if we believe in Christ, we have Him in common. And we can believe and we can understand. Sometimes we it takes a while for us to understand, but that's no reason why we should have all this turmoil in the world. It's there. The Bible says in this world you're going to have trials and tribulations. Jesus said that, I think it's in John 14, but fear not, for I have overcome the world. So that's what we need to hang on to. Because we're all going to, oh, He said also that I go to prepare a place for you, and if it wasn't true, I would tell you, because in my Father's house there are many resting places, many mansions, many places where we have a reservation in heaven. Well, anyhow, Father, we do thank and praise you, and we thank you for your hope. Thank you for the hope that we have in you, that we are safe and secure. And there's so many blessings. And we want to be secure not because our faith is strong, but because you're faithful to do as you have promised. We have an awful lot of people on our prayer line. Dave Watson got a good report the other day about his eye, and that's a good thing. We've been praying for that. But we've been praying for a lot of people. And it's good to pray, and it's more important to come to the church. And we'd love to see you in person. There's nothing wrong with online services, and they are good, but boy, do we need each other. We need to see faithful people with skin on. And so I hope and pray you can come to church. So I said all that to say this, that you don't need an 800 number. You don't need a preacher. You don't need a priest. You can go to the Lord directly in person through the gift and the love of the Holy Spirit and pour out your heart. Oh, how can I do that? Well, God knows everything about you anyhow. Why don't you just fess up, so to speak? Be honest with the Lord, because he wants to be honest with you. Now, you don't have to do it in public if you don't want to. You can just do it. I sometimes shout out to the Lord. I say, Daddy, I need some help. Can I crawl up on your lap and talk to you a little bit? And I got this and I got that. And I tell you, being a preacher is not an easy little vocation, because not everybody, and I don't want everybody to agree with me, but not everybody agrees with me. And that's okay. Because again, as I always said, we can agree to disagree without being disagreeable. But Jesus gave us something to think about. John 17, I think, is a wonderful prayer. I think that's the Lord's Prayer, because he was praying for us. Can you imagine God praying for you? And he did that in John 17. But the disciples were wondering about this thing called prayer, because Jesus would go off by himself sometimes after dinner. And they said, Lord, what do you do when you go off by yourself? Well, you know, I'm God in the flesh, guys. You know that. You found that out by now. Since I'm in this flesh body, I get tired. I get hungry. I get lonely. And I need to go talk to the Father. Can we do that? He said, you betcha. I'm going to give you a prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. It's sort of like a model prayer. As we pray that prayer in closing. Our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Hear this, church, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. God bless you. God loves you. I love you. And thanks for tuning in to the Bethel United Methodist Church online service. But I hope to see you in person someday soon. Thanks.